In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We will continue our answer to the common question of why you are Christian. We said last time that the first answer, I'm Christian because I believe in my God, Lord Jesus Christ, as the perfect God, as the true one, and also in him I can see or find out the real picture of the perfect man. So in Christianity, we answer both questions. Who is God? He is the Lord Jesus Christ. And who is man? He is also the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we can add another answer to this question, that through Christianity, I can enjoy the perfect life. You know, everybody around wants to enjoy his life or to live the perfect life. And nobody could make it on earth. And everybody is seeking this kind of happy, uncomplicated life. But in Christ, we can find this clearly, that we can enjoy our life here and enjoy our eternal life with him forever. It was written in the Psalm number 34, "Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue." So, you know, this is the kind of life lived by the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord showed us how to live on earth the perfect life. He lived very simple life. He worked as a carpenter. He was happily relating to anybody around. He was a good man living among people. He was a good son to Saint Mary and Joseph. He was a good friend to the people around. So he was perfect in everything. He did no sin, no wrong. So this is the perfect life we could live. Also, the Lord said once, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." So, as if we were not living before the Lord came to us, by his coming to us, now we can catch this new life, we can enjoy life abundantly. Also, he said in his prayer, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." So this is the kind of life we are invited to live, that we are living the new life, the life named after knowing the Lord. We are spending time to enjoy his knowledge, and through this we can catch the eternal life. Also, you know, in many other cults or religions, there are some promises of other life full of happiness. But this kind of happiness usually related to some lusts or desires, or for those poor people who cannot enjoy the life on earth, they may enjoy this life after life on earth. This is, you know, kind of deceit. This is not the truth. Because the truth revealed in our Bible, when the Lord said through the words of St. Paul, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So for anybody who asks what kind of life you are preaching, I'm preaching life full of love, so full of peace and joy, full of righteousness. Everything is right. Every minute I'm living in the right way. I'm saying the right word. I am doing the right action. I'm giving the right thing on the right time. So it's full of righteousness and totally full of love, joy, and peace. This kind of life, the Lord lived on earth. We are following him. We can enjoy this perfect life so we can continue living with the Lord forever in his eternity. Also written by St. John, "In him was life, And the life was the light of men. So this kind of life, this perfect life, is the light for men. So for those who are living any other life, they are not in the light. They are living in darkness and they couldn't see the truth. So they are considered not living. Also, it was written in St. John, when the Lord was praying, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So by living this perfect life, one will have a mission to do. Without knowing the Lord, without living the perfect life, without following the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the perfect God and perfect man, by not following him, we are living in darkness. But if we follow him, now we have the same mission. He came to preach the word of salvation. He came to enlighten the minds of people. He came to save humanity. So we are living the same mission. We are living to help people to know God, to save people by knowing God. Also, he prayed saying, and I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. So we are living to declare the name and the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his name, everyone can be saved. The last answer I would consider for this common question, why you are Christian? We said before that the first word I will say, that I'm Christian because my God is the perfect God. I believe in my Lord Jesus Christ as the perfect God who I need him. Also, he is the perfect man. I can live his life, the perfect life he lived. And I believe in his promise. If I followed him in this life, I will enjoy the perfect life forever in his eternity. The last word I would say is that we believe in God, or I believe in the perfect God as revealed in my book, the perfect book. So I'm Christian because I believe in the Bible, simply. And the Bible is the perfect book ever existed on earth. For me, I believe in the Bible, Old Testament and the New Testament, written, you know, along like 1,600 years and written by the hands of more than 40 writers, but all guided by the Holy Spirit. So nothing wrong, no mistakes, the same subject, the same truth revealed by all to everybody. So this is, you know, the kind of miracle happened through the history. The word of God written in the Bible was simplified in the Bible when, you know, it was said that the word of God like a hammer, like a sword, like a fire, like food, like treasure, like light, like seed, like trump. So all these examples will help you to know the power and the action of the word of God to change people for salvation. So by saying, for an example, the word of God is like a sword. By the sword, you can defend yourself against the evil power. You can cut the bad thoughts or the wrong teachings. You can clearly know the truth. Also, by saying the word of God is like a fire, it helps that the heart will love the Lord in a fiery way. So one can live and love God from all his heart. By saying the word of God is like bread or food, that we are eating the word of God, we are not only reading the word of God, and by eating the word of God, we are enjoying his presence in our souls, and also we are digesting the word, so the word will help to give us power and give us this new life. When it said that the word of God is like like the light. So by the word of God, we can see clearly what's coming next, what, where to go and how to go this way. Also, the word of God is like seeding, you know, this kind of seed. It means we are growing like plants by the power of the word of God. So you can see that the Bible helps us by education, by guidance, by richness, by being rich in the spirit, by enlightening our mind, by giving us purification. So the word of God is very essential for anyone to know the truth and to hold the eternal life. So again, I'm saying for this common question, why you are Christian? I would say I'm Christian because I believe in the perfect God. I believe in the perfect man. I want to live the perfect life. I have the perfect book. And all these answers will help me to enjoy my life here and to reveal this perfect life to others, and also will catch together the perfect life, life after death, the kingdom of heaven. Next time we will discuss another question, which is very common. Why you are Orthodox? Why specifically not only Christian, but also Orthodox? Glory to God. Amen.